You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
The Human Rights Campaign recently released their Municipal Equality Index for 2015 and found that Wisconsin cities, on average, scored above the national average, according to LGBT equality measures.
This is the group's third annual report assessing lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender equality. They look at over 400 cities nationwide. This report includes Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine. Joining us to talk about the report is Catherine Oakley. She's Senior Legislative Counsel for State and Municipal Advocacy at the Human Rights Campaign. Catherine, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, first of all, why the focus on cities when it comes to protections for LGBT communities?
Well, it's a great question because I don't think that people always think of cities as being the place or a primary place where LGBT people are protected from discrimination, but they should. And I think one of the things that this report really shows is how much cities are doing. Often cities are doing more than what's happening at the state level or at the federal level. Cities are really leading the way on matters of equality.
And when it comes to equality, what are you measuring as you analyze cities, compare them to each other, and compare them to states and federal efforts?
Right. So we looked at 408 cities from across the country, and we graded them on a range of different items. So those items fall into a couple major buckets. So first, we have non-discrimination. Second, we have how a city treats its own employees. So does a city have policies and benefits that are inclusive of LGBT people? We also look at the city's services to see whether or not the city's services are inclusive of the sometimes unique needs of the LGBT community. And we look at law enforcement in particular to say, does the law enforcement have the policies in place to hopefully make sure that the law enforcement agency is taking matters of equality seriously? And then finally, we're looking at measures of leadership on equality. So how involved is a city? Some cities don't engage on these issues at all. Other cities are engaging on them really dramatically. And so we want to make sure that that's something that's also captured in the review.
If I can sum up a big picture of the report, tell me if I have this right. You see, by and large, cities taking a lead, federal government lagging, and in states, in some cases, a backlash against the rights you just listed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely right that cities are, in some cases, really pushing the needle on matters of equality. And we'd certainly like to see more of that happen at the state and the federal level. We did see cities had an average of 56 points out of 100. So I do encourage people not to look at it like they would a high school math test. 56 as an average means that, if you have 60 points, that means you're doing more than other people are doing. So, I do think it's important to say that, yes, absolutely, we're seeing cities lead. But it's also important to say that, there's still a long way left to go in all three of those areas that you mentioned.
Well, let's bring things home to Wisconsin now. You tackled five cities. First of all, which cities and why did these cities show up on your report?
Yeah, so we looked at Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine. And the average score for cities in Wisconsin is 60 points, which, as I pointed out, is above the national average of 56. We rated cities, as I said, from across the country, and we had various criteria for how we chose the cities. The cities that we looked at this year included the 50 state capitals, the 200 most populous cities in the country, the five largest cities in every state, the city home to the state's two largest public universities, and then also cities that had high proportions of same-sex couples on the 2010 census.
And let's take the cities one at a time then. Madison got 100, I believe, on this report.
Yes, Madison got 100. It's actually gotten 100 now for several years running. So it's definitely one of those cities that we look at as being a leader.
So what would that mean for someone looking at this report? What does that tell them about what Madison is doing?
Yeah, well, I do think it is important to just interject here that one of the things that we really say about this report that's important is that we're looking at laws and policies. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at atmosphere. So when we talk about a city being a 100-point city, we're not saying that you know, every single LGBT person is going to have a 100-point experience in a 100-point city. That said, when we're looking at Madison, what we see are really excellent laws and policies, really pretty much across the board. There are a few things, certainly, that I'd love to see Madison do. There are some points they left on the table. We have some bonus points, so you can get 100 and still have room to grow. And Madison does still have some room to grow, but truly, it's really one of the best cities in the country on matters of equality.
And how many cities across the country got that 100-point ranking?
We had 47 cities that scored 100 points this year.
We're talking to Catherine Oakley with the Human Rights Campaign about a new report on cities and how they perform on policies related to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. Let's step outside of Madison. Milwaukee scored fairly high on this report. What did you see in Milwaukee?
Yeah, Milwaukee got an 82 on this report, which, as I said, is an excellent score. So certainly, again, you shouldn't look at it like you would a high school math test. With a national average of 56, 82 is really an excellent score. And we see in Milwaukee a lot of the same things that we saw in Madison. We have the non-discrimination ordinance. We have some of the good policies for state employees. But Milwaukee had a little bit more room to grow than Madison did.
And then the remaining three cities that you mentioned, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha, all had around the same score.
Yeah, so Green Bay came in at 42, Kenosha came in at 38, and Racine came in at 41.
And so what kind of things would you say, from the perspective of this report, would be room for improvement in those cities?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is talking about non-discrimination laws. So for those cities, we're looking at non-discrimination law from the state level, which is really helpful, of course, when it comes to sexual orientation. But when it comes to gender identity, none of those cities have a non-discrimination law that covers gender identity, which is something that both Madison and Milwaukee have and is really, really important to making sure that the LGBT community is able to live their lives without fear of discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodation. So that is the first really sort of big thing that I would I'd point out that those cities are lacking that I would hope that they would tackle.
Now, this is the third annual version of this report. Nationwide or city by city or state by state, do you see any kind of movement over time?
Yeah, we really do. You know, we see that as, you know, we've expanded the scope over time, the number of cities rated. And one of the things that's really great to see is that as we're adding cities that are perhaps not the usual suspects, I think people think of New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles and maybe even Madison, and they say, hey, you know, these are places where, of course, they're going to get 100. But, you know, I really think it's important to say that it's not a given that anyone is going to be at 100. And I think it's really important to notice where cities are acting, where they're saying that LGBT people need to be treated equally, they need to be treated with dignity and respect, that they need to be included, that they're part of the communities. And so I think it's really great when we're looking at all of our results across the country. We've now seen for now multiple years running that cities really are acting, particularly where the states are not acting quite as quickly as we'd like.
Now, in just the last few years, on the issue of same-sex marriage in particular, there was this sudden avalanche of court decisions, legislative decisions, ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court weighing in that changed things all across the country in a fairly short period of time. Do you see a similar sort of flurry of action, you know, in city councils, of mayor's offices around the country on the issues you're measuring?
To some extent, yes. I mean, you know, I think that the amazing momentum that we had about marriage that carried really marriage up to the Supreme Court and brought marriage equality nationwide, that's something that the LGBT community really benefited from and was incredibly helpful. You know, I do think that has brought a sense of urgency around non-discrimination, because what we're looking at is that in many parts of the country, it's perfectly legal to get married now to your same-sex partner, but that then when you come back to work after following your wedding ceremony, you may have a fear of being fired because you are lesbian, gay, bisexual, in a same-sex relationship. And, you know, we're looking at expanding non-discrimination laws across the country to include sexual orientation if they don't already, and absolutely and very importantly to add gender identity to places where there are laws and cover sexual orientation but not gender identity, and really making sure that the entire LGBT community is protected by non-discrimination laws. And so I do think that following the marriage decision, there's been increased momentum around ensuring that the entire LGBT community is protected from discrimination. But we still have a long way to go there.
We'll leave it there. Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
That was Catherine Oakley. She's Senior Legislative Counsel for State and Municipal Advocacy at the Human Rights Campaign. She was talking about the state of LGBT equality and the findings in a new report on cities around the nation, focusing here in Wisconsin.